Rent prices are going up everywhere, and it's harder to find an affordable place to live. In Alaska, a new state program helps people find stable housing at no cost for a year. But as Claire Strempel of KTOO in Juneau reports, a year may not be enough time for all of them to find longer-term solutions.
Hey! Come on in.
It's raining softly at the Douglas Harbor in Juneau. Candy Spicer pops out of the 30-foot sailboat she just started renting.
Do you know how to get on a boat without falling in the water?
It's warm and dry inside. There's a bed, a bathroom with a shower, and a small kitchen. The stove doubles as a heater.
Cast iron.
She says it's nice falling asleep to the gentle rocking of the water in the harbor. Spicer is here thanks to an Alaska-specific grant that helps people who are homeless maintain 1 year of housing, even if it's alternative housing, like this boat. She's one of about 1,800 people statewide who've gone from insecurity to stable homes through the program, at least for a year. Spicer says it's a big step up from the last 2 years. She was homeless after some relationship trouble when she first got to Juneau.
And I found myself walking down the street with a backpack, not knowing where I was going to go.
She didn't have a safety net of friends or family, so she ended up in the shelter system.
Those are supposed to be stepping stones. They're not supposed to be life choices, you know. So 2 years ago, I was walking down the street, you know. And now it's like I have a job, I have a car, I have a place of my own.
Many grant recipients have apartments. But in Juneau, where affordable rentals are scarce, people are finding homes in unusual places. Spicer has her boat. Others live in spare bedrooms or in hotel rooms. Usually, federal housing money can't be used to rent non-traditional housing. The program, which was designed by the state, sidesteps these requirements. Luke Roman manages the grant program with Juneau's homeless shelter, the Glory Hall. He says nearly 200 people are in Juneau's program, and it's saved the shelter from overcrowding.
We're full, as is. And so, you know, if there was 175 other homeless people in town this year.
But a year may not be enough time for all of them to find longer-term solutions. The grant has been effective at getting people out of vulnerable or unsafe living situations, but advocates say there needs to be affordable housing or rental assistance on the other end to keep recipients permanently housed. The typical path to long-term stability from homelessness involves a Section 8 voucher, which is federal rental assistance. But the wait time has ballooned over the last year or so, says Vroman.
Since the program started, the wait list has gone from, I think, 12 months to like 24 almost, 19 to 24 or something. So nobody's name has come to the top of the list.
There's another issue. Vroman says there's simply not enough affordable housing for them. He estimates Juneau needs 300 more affordable units to solve the problem.
It's not just a statewide problem. It's a national problem.
Brian Butcher is Alaska Housing Finance Corporation's executive director. He says that 30 to 40 years ago, there was a severe lack of housing in rural areas, but the crunch wasn't as bad in bigger cities.
That has changed. It's now statewide. It's in our regional hubs. It's in our cities. And as the affordable housing crunch has gotten worse in the larger areas, that tells you it's probably and certainly gotten even worse out in the rural areas.
Butcher says the program has been a good use of federal funds. He says they've already seen people move into their own apartments and leave the program because the stability of housing allowed them to find work and daycare, pieces that are almost impossibly hard to put in place while navigating homelessness. Back at the harbor in Juneau, Candy Spicer is a likely success story. She works part-time at a local thrift store, and while the grant pays her rent for a year, she's saving to buy the boat outright.
You know, baby steps, baby steps.
But those steps aren't an option for everyone. For Here and Now, I'm Claire Strempel.